girls go to the
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome.
As you can tell, I'm not like my happy-go-lucky self today.
Well, welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And yeah, welcome to another episode. We are, let me just say that the past few weeks have been very interesting in the turn of events.
I think for you, it's been on a more high. For me, it's been on a low.
Yeah. I was telling.
It's so weird how that reverses so quickly.
Well, I was telling you, I said it's so weird because we kind of flip flop. We're never really in the same space at
it's
the same
so
time.
Weird.
Yeah. It's like, I'll go through it first and then you'll go through it, or you'll go through it and then I go through it, and it's never at the same time.
Yeah. So interesting.
So with that being said.
Yeah. So, you know, on Lady and the Harlot, you know, I know there's so many comments and you kind of wonder, like, even though I do speak about like my situation, how I was single.
Right.
You know, and I was doing the whole dating. I was doing the whole dating app back in August.
This is a news live cast.
Yes. So back in August, mid-August or so, I decided to go on Match.com. I'm kind of putting it out there where I was at.
Yeah. this is her review match.
Yes. And I was on, and I did it for 30 days, mm-hmm. you know, because they have subscriptions where you could do it for 30 days, 3 months, 6 months, you know, whatever the case is. And I did it for 30 days. And you know, for me, I freaking hate it.
Mm-hmm. That's why you give me your access.
And yeah, I give Dagna my access to kind of like scroll through and look through and
weed out the week.
Yeah, because I'm just like so over this whole dating now. Trust me.
It's a job.
Yeah, people out there, I do get hit on. I get a lot of attention. I get a lot of guys coming at me.
Because you're gorgeous.
Left and right. I had a guy who hit me up just a couple of days ago, a doctor who was just like, oh, I'm here. I could be your friend, you know, and I'm not interested, mm-hmm. you know. So, you know, since nothing, you know, is piquing my interest, even though that these guys are probably great and they're professionals and doing very well, they just do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't do it for me. So so I go online to see what else is out there since I don't really get out as often as I should. And I go on Match and I said, you know, what the hell, you know, give my phone to Dagna.
give my access to Dagna.
You know, so I, you know, in the course of that, I did meet somebody mm-hmm. who I thought was great.
I met somebody who I thought was great for you.
Yes. And, you know, I thought we clicked and I thought everything was great, you know, but for me, there was just a lack of communication. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sexually, him and I are like very compatible. Mm-hmm. That I would definitely say. And things were going great for a while. So we only dated for like probably like
two months or so.
And things were going great. And then, you know, for me, there's just certain things I'm looking for. I'm not in this to play games. I have no time for that. I'm not getting any younger. Mm-hmm. Whoever I am with, I'm 100% serious about. You know, I'm not looking to, oh, you know, I'm dating you. Let me still get online and still talk to people. And, you know, I'm not, that's just not me. And I try to lay out the line of communication. And I try to say, you know, do you want to see other people, you know, or do you want us to be exclusive? Like, where do you want to be? Because I need to know. I don't want to assume anything.
Or waste time.
Or waste my time. Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, you know, communication is key. I'm not into these. Listen,
We say that all the time.
Yeah.
We say it all the time. Communication is key. However, what I'm noticing is how people communicate and how clearly they should communicate.
Right.
So they could say, oh, I'm communicating, but it's like, yeah, it's clear for you, but not for me.
Because exactly.
If I have a shit ton of questions, obviously you're not communicating clearly.
Exactly.
So as you are.
So, you know, so, you know, for me, it's just, I just want somebody to be straight up front and honest.
Mm-hmm. We all do.
You know?
Or we all should.
And I'm not into the whole texting. That's not how you get to know somebody. Mm-hmm. You get to know somebody by old school style, getting on the phone, having conversation. Mm-hmm. How's your day? What's going on? Hearing that person's voice, kind of really gravitating into, you know, feeling that other person, where they're coming from, what's going on. Yeah. You don't get that through a text message. You don't get that through reading words like you're reading a book.
Right.
You know, you can make your own assumptions on how that person's feeling, but you don't really get it unless you hear that person say it.
Absolutely. That's the biggest problem with texting and emails, is there's no emotion attached to it. I tell people this all the time. Whatever emotion you are in is how you're going to read.
Right.
So if you're pissed off, you're down in the dumps or whatever, you know, hi, hope you have a good day. Like it can come across as, well, fuck you. Hi, have a good day. Like, you're pissed off.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like not even like that. They're probably saying, hi, have a good day.
Yeah. But you're not going to know
that. You're not going to know that. You know, it doesn't say, you know, what tone are they saying it in,
right,
or what emotion are they saying it in? And that's probably the biggest disconnect and problem with the communications we have today. And
right.
So that's why I tell people all the time, like, you give me your phone number, I'm gonna fucking call you.
Exactly. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
You know, not through this texting, you know, going back and forth. And I get that people, you know, everybody's day is busy, you know, so that's the easiest way. But then at night when you unwind and you're at home and you're chilling in your bed, pick up the phone, give a call, you know, have a conversation then.
Reach out and touch someone.
Exactly.
Remember you know, that? Back in the 80s,
my ex, that's so funny. My ex used to always call me at like 8 o'clock, you know, and then we have a conversation, our lengthy conversation of his whole day. And I, you know, and even though, you know, I like that, you know what I mean? Because we're staying connected, that even though we're not seeing each other, we're still talking and communicating in that way.
Yes.
Even though during the day we would text because we're busy with our jobs. But when we went home and we were home after, you know, we chilled, relaxed, did what we need to do, this is what it was.
Right.
The person that I'm with right now is not like that, obviously. He's used to just texting.
I don't understand how that could be acceptable to know somebody when you're older,
right?
Because we came from a place of
a generation
where we had no phone.
Exactly.
No email, no texting, no nothing. It was, you pick up the phone and you call.
Exactly.
Or you go to the person's house.
And that's
house.
How you got to know somebody.
Yes.
Not this way. And you know what I summed it up to at the end of the day? People want to get to know who they want to get to know. If somebody is interested in you, and takes a genuine interest in you, they're going to pick up the phone and want to hear your voice and want to talk to you and want to spend time with you without you always having to say something. And at some point when you start to realize, okay, this is just what it is, at some point you're like, what the hell am I doing?
Right.
You know, and this is where it reached to the point where, so last week, which was pure hell for me.
I know. She was like down in the dumps.
I was like a hot mess, like mentally and physically. Because it affected my body like never before. And this has never happened to me.
You were emotionally invested and involved.
Yes. So, you know, as I say, when I'm with somebody, I give my all. I put in my all and I put in all this effort, you know, to try to show you how much I want this to work.
Yeah.
You know, especially if I take a genuine interest, you know? And I feel like when that's just kind of blown to the wayside, it's just like, what am I doing? So last week, you know, I think it was last Sunday, you know, or last weekend, it was the weekend prior to, you know, we were supposed to see each other and obviously it didn't work out because, you know, work, and I get that, you know, but then I had asked him, you know, prior to that, I started feeling a certain kind of way, you know, and that was just because of the lack of communication. You know, in his mind, he's used to doing things a certain way. For me, I need this, you know, and it's so funny because he says that he needs words of affirmation, you know, because of what's happened in his past, kind of like you. And if you need that from somebody, why can't you listen and take heed to what the person that you're with needs?
Right.
I'm sitting here taking in what you want, what you need, and I'm giving that to you, or at least I'm trying to show you that. But then with me, it's like,
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and I've expressed it.
It's one-sided. It's not cool when it's one-sided.
Yeah, and I've expressed it more than once, and it just falls to me on deaf ears. Now, he might think differently because he might feel like, well, yeah, I'm doing this. Yeah, but then you're not, you know? And, you know, it got to a point where here I am feeling, I'm feeling strongly for this person, and I'm putting in all this effort, and it just got to the point I just started thinking to myself, what am I doing?
Right.
I'm sitting here doing this and I don't want to fall into a place of where I was before. you know, and I started to feel really strongly for him. Now, the past two guys after my marriage, it was like whatever, you know, it wasn't, I didn't feel like that for it. The feelings I had for him took me back to
the first. Well, meaning your daughter's dad.
Yeah. It took me, my feelings were starting to go deep in a short period of time, as crazy as that is, you know? And it went back to that and it scared me.
Yeah.
And then to know that I was unsure where he was because his actions to me weren't
matching. Yeah. They're not aligned.
Yeah. And, you know, so I just said to him, you know, I asked, you know, can you, you know, give me a call? You know, it's important to me. And, you know, I guess, you know, he had stuff that he needed to do and he was really tired and I get that. So he was just like, oh, you know, I'll call you, you know, the next day when I could give you my full attention. You know, even though I took that message a little differently, you know, at that time. But then when I woke up on Monday, that Monday morning, I just said, what am I doing? He didn't like send me a good morning text. This is, and you know, in the beginning, he was very, you know, good morning, gorgeous. Good morning, doll. You know, he was just very reaching out and trying to like, you know, it seemed as if communicating with me. And then I started to know a difference with that.
Yeah.
Now, listen, us women, we pay attention to every single thing. I'm going to put it out there from your mannerisms to what you say. Mm-hmm. And then at some point when that starts to change, we start to wonder what the hell is going on.
And this is why I say like in the beginning, obviously everybody, woman, man, you're looking for a partner, you're going to put your best foot forward.
Exactly.
Right? So you put that best foot forward to attract them, but is that really you?
Exactly.
And can you keep it up?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you're going to be like, hey, good morning, beautiful, or hey, good morning, handsome, and you're not continuing that.
Yeah.
Something's going on and something's not being communicated.
Because as much as I'm saying, as much as I'm telling you to communicate with me.
Yeah. That should be a genuine thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and it just got to a point where I just said, like, you know, even though when we were together, which wasn't, unfortunately, wasn't as often, we talked, you know, we communicated great. But those times where we were apart, it was kind of like, you know,
a disconnect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It felt like a disconnect. And maybe for him, it didn't feel that way. Who really knows? You know, like with him, it's he sees things differently, obviously, than how I do, clearly. Right. But then, you know, that Monday I woke up and I just said, I'm feeling way too deeply for a guy who, you know, I'm going to be honest. If this was me and he contacted me at night and says, you know, I really want to talk to you. It's important. And I had,
you would have made the time.
I would have 100% made that time. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter if I was going to call him at 11 o'clock or midnight, regardless of how tired I was, I would have picked up the phone and called right away.
Because it means something to him.
Exactly.
Right. And he wants to share it with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Whether it's good or bad.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
I would have done the same thing.
You know, so when he didn't do that, I have to just say, you know what? Everybody's different. Everybody's not going to be like me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day,
it sucks.
It does suck. it does.
I would rather date myself if that's the case. That's why we remain single. Be like, right? Dagny, you are so thoughtful. Dagny, you are so beautiful.
Yeah, because we are very thoughtful.
Yeah. I'll just tell myself that.
We're just so different, you know, like because we are considerate and we care about the person that we with. And when we want to make sure that person is 100% good and we put our all and we go above and beyond, you know? So that's why we say we're not the average. What are we?
Average basic bitches?
Yeah, we're not. Average basic bitches. Basic bitches. <Yeah. laughs> Whatever. I'm getting tongue tied right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's just that Monday I just woke up and I was just like, what am I doing? He's not reaching out. Maybe I'm jumping to conclusions, you know, because you know me.
Yes.
I'm a little bit impatient.
Yes. A little, extremely. Extremely impatient.
I am.
Yeah.
I can't deny that about myself. At least, you know what the thing is with me? I have negative qualities. Everybody has something negative, you know, about them. Mm-hmm. But I admit that to myself. There's people who look at themselves and nothing is wrong with me. What are you talking about?
I'm great. It's all golden.
Yeah. I admit that I have certain characteristics about myself that may be a little bit of a negative, but I admit that. And I'm trying my best to work on those negatives.
But the fact that you bring that to light, you would think that the person would be like, well, she's really impatient. And
I think he's kind of learned that about me already.
And he learned it the hard way.
Yes.
Which really shouldn't even have gotten to that point, to be honest.
Yes.
But knowing that, being like, oh, wow, she's really impatient. She said that she wants to talk to me because it's something important that means something to her. So let me just block out this window of time And then once he's on the phone, be like, look, I'm extremely tired, but I know that this means a lot to you, but let's just talk about it. And if I don't communicate what you want or how you want me to, mm-hmm. just understand that I'm just really tired.
Right.
And that we could still talk about this tomorrow, but I do want to hear what you have to say.
Exactly.
Done. I'm sure that would have been fine with you.
100%.
Right.
You know why? Because he yeah. took the interest.
Right.
You know,
right.
I didn't feel like I was being blown off. Mm-hmm. And even though not technically blown off, because I understand he's tired. I, you see, the thing with me is I try to be as understanding as possible. Mm-hmm. But then there's that small thing about me that makes me say, I would have done this.
Right. And then they're not doing the same.
And they're not doing the same.
Right.
So, you know, going forward, I just said, you know what? I'm feeling this way. Maybe this is just not going to work out. I don't want to dive and put my all into this person who I'm like head over heels for in the sense of the word. Mm-hmm. And he's just not on the same page as me.
Right.
You know, because I'm trying to put my best foot forward with him, but I just don't feel like he's doing the same with me. So I just said, you know, and you know, it's so funny. Prior to that, you know, my ex had called. Mm-hmm. As you know,
which is crazy. The you ex know. Before this one.
Yes, my ex had called, and you know, and I was trying to tell him about it, you mm-hmm. know, but then I told him, you know, can you give me a call? And he never called me, you know, whatever. But anyway, you know, my ex, you know, I'm kind of going backwards a little bit, but my ex previously had
he called like two nights prior or some shit.
Yeah,
like that.
He did.
Yeah.
He called and it was so funny. It was just like, hey, how you doing? You know,
I miss you. I've been thinking about you.
Yes. And it was just like, and you know what the funny part is? I don't have his number in my phone. I deleted it. So it was just random. I was so busy that I just like, I had the headset on and I just pressed it. So I didn't even look at the phone.
You probably thought it was me. And then you heard, hey there, dollface.
Cause that's what he called me. Yeah, he still calls me that. He calls me dollface. He says, how you doing, dollface? And I was just like,
Dagna, your voice has changed.
You should have saw my facial expression.
So you probably funny. Thought it, you're probably Dagna doing one of her impersonations of this guy.
Yeah. So it was so funny. You should have saw my facial expression when I heard his voice. I was like, oh shit.
You stopped. You probably stopped like a deer in headlights. Like you're in the middle of doing like five different things. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yes. It was so funny. And I was very surprised mm-hmm. to hear from him.
I was very surprised when you told me to hear from him.
And it was just, it was so funny. And it was just him asking me and, you know,
wanting to know if you were thinking about him yes. or miss him.
And I was just like, no, I'm actually great. You know, and I was like, you know what? And he's just like, you know, how have you been doing? I says, I'm great. I'm like, I'm seeing somebody, you know, so I stressed mm-hmm. that I'm seeing somebody. I'm happy. Things are going great. And I'm like throwing it in his face because I know he didn't want to hear that, you know,
but that's how you really felt because everything was
yeah,
fine. And
that's
good.
How I felt. Yes. At the time, that's how 100% how I felt. And, you know, and I kind of just got off the phone with him after a while, you know, because it was very awkward, too. You know,
well, you weren't planning on talking to him ever again.
It was very weird, uncomfortable and awkward, you know? So I was just trying to hurry up and get off the phone with him because I was just so over that.
Like, I'm seeing somebody, the sex is great. Goodbye.
Yes. Technically, yeah. Technically that's it. You know? So, you know, fast forwarding now, mm-hmm. you know, from that conversation, I wanted to tell him about it. And I never did, you know, because here I'm being forthcoming. I'm letting you know what's going on with my life and what happened. It took place. And this is what I want to share with you. But, you know, and it was just like, you know, I wasn't able to, you know, because, you know.
And even if something is going on in your world, like, you know, like he's busy.
Right.
He should tell you exactly in detail what's going on.
You know, and I guess I felt also, sometimes I feel like, you know, as if I'm bothering him. You know, like when I do reach out because
I know
we haven't,
it all too well.
We haven't created this, you know, like whoever I'm with, I want to be friends with, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be able to know that I could pick up the phone and shoot the breeze and you're going to answer and we're going to just, you know,
chill and just talk.
Mm-hmm. That comfortability is not there with him. It hasn't been developed because of, it's just been, you
Texas.
Know, texting yeah. where we're not together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's all it's been. So other than when we're together, we spill everything, but it shouldn't be when we wait to see each other where we,
and you might not
talk.
Even see each other because you guys are so busy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, it got to the point where I said, you know, this is probably not going to work. So I ended up, since I felt like I couldn't talk to him because he's, you know, of whatever, I just text him that I don't think this is going to work out. Maybe I'm asking for too much or whatever the case is, or, you know, so technically I just, you know, I broke up mm-hmm. with him. And the response from him back was, as if, you know, okay, you know,
like no
if that's, you know, he says, you know, it sucks, but if this is what you want, pretty much to say, like, I'm not saying his words verbatimly, but as if to say, this sucks, but if this is what you want, then okay. You know, pretty much to say.
It's like, that's not what I want. I'm doing this because it seems like you're not in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I called him back when he sent that text, and I literally, you know, I explained the reason why I sent it, and I explained the reason. Yeah, you're right. This is not what I wanted, but because of how I was feeling and how things I felt like in my mind for me were playing out, I said, maybe this is just not for me because I'm starting to develop these very strong feelings and I don't want to dive even deeper, not knowing where this person's head is at, because this is the actions that they're kind of showing me. And yeah. Even in his mind, he's probably not thinking like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, but you won't even know that because he's not saying anything to you.
Right. So, you know, I expressed to him, you know, so my feelings, you know, for me, you know, everybody deals with trauma in different ways. You know, we've talked about our exes going back, our many different exes and what things have happened with us. Like for you, it's been,
lack of support.
Yeah. And for me, and for me, it's been like the same. You know, for me, I felt like, you know, going back to the first one, it was like more of an abandonment. You know,
and a sudden abandonment,
and especially under the circumstances at the time that I was pregnant. And it was just a shock to the system. And I went through
it changed who you were.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
To the point that I do put up walls. So here, for the first time in a long time, I actually took down my walls with this individual and I started to regret it. You know,
I don't think you should regret it. I told you, I think that you did phenomenal in this relationship or whatever it was, explaining and expressing yourself, because right. That's been probably one of your biggest obstacles I've witnessed with you is yeah. That you don't express, you just shut down completely quickly.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, whatever.
And I disconnect and I yeah. just back away and I don't talk.
Right. And then, yeah. And it's like how, you know, you say you want to experience these emotions and these things, but you can't experience that with a wall up.
Right. You know? So I took down my wall. Mm-hmm. And I expressed vocally what had happened to me in my past, why I felt the way I felt, why I did what I did. And he also did the same, mm-hmm. you know, with, you know, his response to, you know, he's gone through his traumas, you know, as well with people just suddenly, you know, just ending things and him, you know, putting his feelings into play, you know, same way with me. But, you know, we both came down to a common ground and I thought, you know, even though he said, you know, let me think about it, you know, because I said to him, I wanted to work things out, but, you know, I want you to know where I'm coming from and why.
Yeah. You which know? Is important. I always say the why is so important.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because everybody has something about them that they're bringing in from their past relationships. Unfortunately, you know, it just is what it is, but it's up to the person that they're with to really take that time to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I thought we were somewhat okay. And then the following day, that Tuesday, I text him, you know, like I normally would in the morning, good morning, whatever like that. And there was like no response. So I had, you know, us women, we're very intuitive. Yeah. We have that feeling. And I had a feeling something was wrong. And then he said, you know, text me saying, you know, as if this is just not going to work, whatever the case is, you know, he's
throwing in the towel pretty much.
Yeah, because he's scared, you know, because he doesn't want to take the chance of it happening again down the line. And I totally understand that. But at the same time, I thought we had this common ground of understanding the day before.
And yeah, working it out.
Clearly, that's not where his head was at the following day as he started thinking about what I said. Mm-hmm. In terms of prior to the explanation. You know, so when I called him back, I says, let's talk. And I called him, he would not answer the phone. And it was like that for the whole rest of the week. And here I am. And it kind of took me back to that place.
Yeah.
It took me 100% back to that place of the first one.
Mm-hmm. Meaning your daughter's dad.
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah, dad. And, you know, I think it was, I didn't have that control because I'm so used to having that control in my relationships. Right. You know, and it was just like,
it wasn't amicable, and it was more so of like not even trying to work with you.
Right.
You know, and I think so that you guys can either move forward, you know, with progress, or both agree, we're going to just end this.
Right. And it was just like, I get it. I can't force somebody to feel a certain way, or I can't tell somebody else what to feel. You know, I totally understand that. But then here I was literally through texts. Which I hate, mm-hmm. because you listen, I feel like things could have been easily worked out if he would have just got on the phone, talked to me, we would have worked things out. But that's not how it went down,
because he doesn't want to work it out. If he wanted to work it out, he probably would have called. Because I mean, look at how many times when you guys first started, how many times you'd be like, Dagna, I gotta go, he's FaceTiming me. Dagna, I gotta go, he's calling me
once. Yeah,
yeah. But that's what I'm saying, like, he would randomly FaceTime or call. There was more calls than FaceTime, but still, my point is that we've been talking. We talk all the time on the phone.
Right.
But you'll be like, Dagna, I gotta go, he's calling me. Okay, so what's any different now? It means, to me, that means he doesn't want to work it out, because he was doing those things before. He stopped doing those things, but we don't know why. And it got you into this space.
Right. So like for the whole week, I'm literally texting him, let's work it out, because I don't like to leave things on a sour note. Mm-hmm. You know, life is short, you know, why create enemies? You know, I think you should always leave things on a peaceful note with people, regardless of how you're feeling. You know, you never know.
Yeah.
When you may run into that person down the line. You
at know, Toys R Us, or.
You know, no, because life is. I know. You're so funny. Because this happened to me before. I ran into an ex in Toys R Us. And it was a shock. But it's funny how life is, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't like leaving things on a bad note with anybody. And I try to be 100% transparent. So it's like, because I couldn't be vocal, because text to me doesn't mean anything. It's just like as if I'm writing it on paper. You know, for him to, you know, hear my voice and hear what I had to say meant more to me. And the fact that I couldn't do that, it was bothering the shit out of me. Right. As you already know, it's like, you know, and I'm here texting him. Literally,
like a crazy woman.
Yeah. It comes off that way, unfortunately.
It does.
But I'm not, you know why? Because I can express myself and I need to express myself. That's just me.
Hence why we have the podcast.
Yeah. I just need to. I'm not one of those. I'm not 20 years old. I'm not a fucking teenager. I'm a fucking grown adult. You should be able to talk to me like an adult. You know, this whole thing of I'm not talking to you anymore like a child, you know.
I know it.
You know, I just feel like.
I don't want to be your friend.
Yeah. We're just in this stage where as adults, we should be able to handle shit and in a peaceful, respectful way.
Mature
way.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's how I'm used to handling things, not the way it was handled. And again, I can't tell somebody what to do, how to feel, or how to handle things.
Or how to say things.
How to say things. But for myself, it drove me crazy that whole week. And I literally poured my whole heart out, mm-hmm. in terms of expressing how I felt for this person, you know, which, you know, and wanting to genuinely and deeply work it out. You know, because I freaking kept on thinking about him. It was like fucking me going to sleep and he's fucking on my mind. And it was like, you know, so to not be able to speak and be vocal, and not everybody gets closure. Not everybody gets to do that, you know, but for myself, I'm like, it was just uncalled for, because regardless of what I had said, I've been nothing but good to this person.
Right.
And I feel like if you do care, quote unquote, and respect this person.
Right. I was just about to say.
You would give them the common decency to at least hear them out and hear what they have to say and speak to them.
Right. And then if you say you want to work on it, truly work on it.
Right. You know, so, you know, eventually we did speak. Eventually he did respond. He did respond here and there throughout the time, you know, but it got to a point where eventually he did respond, like fully respond to one of my text messages. And then eventually we did speak, you know, and decided to start all over and work it out, which I was happy with, you know, but then at the same time, since then, you know, we did see each other that one time, and, but then I started to notice that things were not the way they used to be. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like one, he didn't like say good morning. He wasn't texting me. I felt like I was the one that was more of, hey, like, how are you doing? What's going on? I noticed that stopped, mm-hmm. you know, even though he would say otherwise. I know for me, that's, you know, there's just certain mannerisms that you notice have changed.
Yeah. My point, that was my point earlier, is that if this is how you truly are, then you should have came out the gate being like that.
Right.
Versus every morning you're being the one to be like, hey, good morning. Good morning, beautiful. How your day? How'd your day go? Blah, blah, blah. Like, let me FaceTime you. Let me mm-hmm. You know, like you were doing all this stuff before. So is this you? Or is this you just trying to capture me? And now I'm really, you know, am I really now experiencing who you truly are? Are you this person that doesn't really say good morning and doesn't really FaceTime and really doesn't like do things?
Right.
Like, which one is you?
Right. So, you know, it just got to a point where we did see each other recently and things were great when we saw each other, mm-hmm. as it usually is. But then when we part ways, then it's like,
you don't know where you stand.
Yes, I don't. You know, and I had a conversation with him recently about how I felt about, you know, about all of this, you know, and, you know, I told him I want to be with somebody who I feel is my best friend. I asked him, I said, do you want to, you know, don't worry about how I'm going to feel or react or whatever the case is. I want you to be 100% honest with me. Transparent. Do you want to see other people? Do you want a date? Do you want to open a relationship? Do you want this to work? Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want to stay in something where
you're alone.
Yeah, I am alone. And I have these feelings of uneasiness because I feel like things are not ever going to go back to how they were again.
Right.
Because right now they're not, in mm-hmm. my opinion.
Yeah.
And you know, he's like, yeah, you know, I do, you know, but then he's cautious. And I understand his caution because of me, you know, breaking up with him the first time around and stuff like that. But then if you say you want to work on it, mm-hmm. then put in that same effort that you did the first time around.
Right.
You know, let me feel that you really genuinely want to work this out, you know, because in reality, I don't feel like he really does.
I don't think he does. I don't feel like he does.
I feel like he is probably still online for all I know, even though I asked him mm-hmm. and he said no. I feel like he probably still is and he's just not being honest with me. And
quick question. Do you think that he was online the whole time you guys were together?
I don't know.
See?
I asked him.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
But you have to trust what he's saying.
Yeah. I asked him, you know, because I'm trying to be transparent. I got rid of my account.
Once you met him.
Yeah. Once I met him, 100%. I got rid of it. I deleted it. And you know, he said that he had whatever subscription. So, you know, you didn't delete it, whatever the case is, you know, whatever. I don't know if he really did. Mm-hmm. And how I feel, especially now, you know, as women, when somebody's not giving you certain attention, you know, that attention is elsewhere.
Right.
You know? Right. So who else are you talking to since you're, you know, clearly not trying to communicate with me like that? Right. Not even through text, you know what I mean? So yeah,
which is how he communicates.
Yeah, it's just, you know, even though he says one thing, his actions say another.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're not in alignment.
Yeah, and it's just, I do feel like he's still, I don't, unfortunately, and it's sad for me to say, I don't believe.
He's not doing anything to make you feel comfortable or trust him.
No.
Yeah.
You know,
and what's really funny is that he's like,
oh, especially now since he says he's cautious.
Yeah. But this is the shit that makes me laugh. Is like, he says like, you know, oh, well, this is what you wanted. And it's like, no, sweetie, this is not what I wanted. I'm doing this because you're making me do this. You know, is like what happened with me and my ex.
Right.
You know, oh, if that's what you want, like you want to just cut all ties. Well, you literally told me you can't be my friend.
Right.
I told you what I wanted. I want us to work out and just be friends and see if we can get back to the place that we once were in.
Right.
You said that you can't just be my friend. So now you left me no other choice but to really just cut everything off.
Right.
So don't tell me that, oh, well, if that's what you want and if that, I'll honor that, I'll respect your decision. No, you're respecting your decision because I'm doing what you want me to do.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm in a place of, I'm happy with you being in my life, even in this form of friends mm-hmm. versus nothing. you're in a place of, well, if I can't be with you, then I don't want to be anything with you. I want nothing.
Right.
So for him to say, oh, well, if that's what you want, no, I don't want that. It shows me that this is what you want because you're putting me in this place of not making me feel secure and that we're in it together.
Right.
I feel like I'm in a relationship alone. And that's like one of the worst feelings.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be a partnership. It's supposed to be together.
Right.
You work through it together. And how do you work through that? You listen to each other. You put yourself in each other's places. Exactly. And that's the biggest problem. Biggest problem, biggest obstacle.
Yeah.
Thoughtfulness, great. But then trying to put yourself in the other person's place.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I told you this morning. I love, and I've said it numerous times, I love clear communication. Who, what, when, where, why, how needs to be explained so that I don't have a shit ton of questions or I'm not misunderstanding or it doesn't even give me a space to misunderstand.
Right.
So when you're sending your text, if that's how you like to communicate, then put yourself in the person receiving your text mm-hmm. and read it to yourself and read it as if you were them, which is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
That's where the work in the relationship comes in.
Right. If you want to put in the work.
If you want to put in the work, right? Right. You put yourself in that person's place and you read that text and you say, all right, am I leaving any space for them to question what I'm writing?
Mm-hmm.
And if you answer yes, answer the fucking question so that they don't come back with anything else.
Right.
Period.
Exactly.
So, you know, and that's kind of the space I'm in right now is I feel like I'm approaching the end, even though it just started.
So, you know, Miss Agna over here, she met somebody.
I was trying to think of a nickname for him, and I think
I've been rambling about my situation
for the last 36 minutes
because I'm so
I
feel better.
Yes, I'm glad you released all this toxic air into my bedroom. No, it's fine. I lit some sage, so we should be all right. My update, so what's really funny is my ex put on his page in his Instagram profile, like, you know, where you put down like what you do for a living mm-hmm. or whatever, right?
Right.
He puts down single. There's no reason to put down your relationship status in your Instagram profile.
No, there's no reason for that.
Typically, you would leave something like that for like Facebook. You put down in a relationship with, or mm-hmm. it's complicated, or
he did that on Instagram.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Facebook.
No. And this is the shit that is very upsetting for me. Is that like, so when I'm 100% invested in someone,
yeah,
I have no problem screaming it
is.
From the rooftops. Yeah. I am with so-and-so and he's fucking awesome. You know, I want to show off my man and mm-hmm. be proud of showing off my man.
Right.
I never got in that space with him online.
Right.
Never. Because we started off our relationship and he hid me for years, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the reasons is because he was still living with the person. So I had to deal with that. And then it became a thing of like, all right, well, it's obvious that they're together. So there's no need to announce it. Right. So it kind of just stayed in that space.
Right.
So I've never put down that I was
with anybody.
Anybody. So if you go on my Facebook, it doesn't even show that I'm in anything.
Mm-hmm.
you go on my Instagram, I don't put that shit on blast. But when I find the guy that like has me over the fucking moon, everybody, you guys will know about it firsthand. I have no problem with that. So yeah, he put down that he's single in his Instagram thing on his profile. And then my inbox got fucking flooded. It got fucking
It's like, damn, she's single.
She's single. Hey, so you want to go out to lunch? You want to get something to eat? You want me to buy you a drink? Oh, I would love to do this. And I got tons of invitations for all sorts of shit.
Right.
So thank you to my ex for doing that. which is so funny. It's like he did it as a, oh, what was me? I'm single now with the hopes of these women. His options, as he calls them, hitting him up. And I'm sure that he got his inbox
and that
flooded.
Backfired on him, actually.
Kind of, because, yeah. And I told him, I said, you doing that just put a fucking target on me.
Mm.
So, yeah, I have a ton of guys. And as I was telling him this in person, my phone went off and I had a message from someone. Oh, hey, Dagna, there's a show coming up on Saturday. How would you like to meet me there? And I'm like, no. And as I'm talking, as he's talking to me, I'm texting this person back or messaging this person back. And he's like, what? And I was like, just like I'm fucking telling you.
Mm-hmm.
And I showed him my phone. this is what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, this is this person there inviting me to this show, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, if you're going to do the woe is me,
mm-hmm.
oh, so that with the hopes of people comforting you or, you know, hoping to get laid or whatever. And if you really have a thing for your ex and you want to try to get back with them, that's just going to put a target on your ex.
Right.
And people are going to start writing them. So, yeah. But yeah, I've been friends with a particular someone for over a year. It was just funny how like we became friends on Facebook, but didn't really talk.
Right.
He would just comment on my pictures or my stories. But then we just started seriously talking probably about 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just really funny. So, you know, if you can make me laugh, like I said, you got me.
Right.
For the most part, I love fucking laughing. So, yeah. So we just started talking and then, you know, he asked if I was single. I was like, yes. I'm like, are you? He's like, yes, which is a miracle because I'm always getting the married guys. or the guys that are in a relationship. It's like, why are you fucking writing me?
Gosh.
I actually had a married guy hit me up and ask me if he could buy my nudes or whatever. Like if I would pose nude. And it's like,
that's so fucking creepy.
Kind of already sort of posed nude before. I already done that. But specifically for you, like,
no.
No.
My nudes are only for the person that I'm with.
Exactly. But yeah, no, but he's married. And that, even that bothers me. It's like, dude, you're married.
Right.
Why'd you fucking get married then?
Exactly.
So anyway, yeah. So we decided that, and I told him, I was like, you know, I just got out of something. I'm working through it. But even my therapist is like, Dagna, you're not, like, you already know, you know, you've done so much work on yourself. And yeah, I got into therapy because of the ex. But he's like, you already know what to do. You're already doing it.
Right.
You know, he's like, you're extremely mindful of your space and who you are. And when things shit hits the fan, you know what to do to just kind of stop yourself.
Right.
And he's like, and you're really great at communicating. So he's like, I'm not really worried about you, but mm-hmm. all I can do is guide you. So, you know, it's been good. So... Yeah, I told this person, I think I'm going to call him Mr. Epic because...
This new guy,
yeah.
Not Casanova?
No, I was thinking Casanova. Maybe Mr. Epic Casanova. Okay. I don't know.
He's epic in the bedroom.
Yes, mind-blowing. Yes, okay. Mind-blowing. Yeah, and he doesn't even listen to this podcast, so I'm not even worried.
Yeah. The one that I was dealing with, he's epic in the bedroom too.
Yeah. I think that's what you fell in love with.
I fell in love with the dick.
Yes. She texted me that. She literally texted me that.
I think I'm in love with the dick.
It came out duck, and then I sent her two duck emojis. Quack, quack.
No, but I genuinely really like him.
Yeah.
Plus the dick.
Yes. I genuinely like this dude, you know? But yeah, he's extremely thoughtful and super fucking funny. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're taking things slow.
Right.
You know, we did a hangout and then we saw each other 4 days in a row, which was pretty cool.
And we know what that happens. We know what happened. Do you want to spill the tea? Let us know.
Let you know what happened.
Yeah.
Stuff
that happens in the bedroom.
And
X-rated.
And other places. But it hasn't happened in another place yet.
Not yet.
Notice I said yet.
Yeah.
Yet. There's still time. But yeah, so far things are going well. But of course, the communication needs to be worked on. He's not the best communicator. He literally told me this morning.
A lot of men aren't. He told unfortunately.
He told me this morning. I state clearly or whatever. And it's like, no, sweetie. If I have questions, obviously it's not clear.
Right.
So I need you to be just a little bit more clear. Dumb it down. Talk to me like I'm dumb. Just so I don't have any questions.
Or I start to feel a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because nobody wants to feel like this is a sex-based relationship. I think we're past that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in the stage where we want this to be the one,
yeah.
You know, sex is fun, but then there has to be more to it than that.
Did you see a future with this person? Take the sex out of the equation. Did you see a future with this person?
I saw the possibilities of it. Mm-hmm. Possibilities there. Yes. Okay.
All right.
You know,
I see a future with this person.
You know, but now it's.
I mean, not your guy.
Yeah.
But like I said, we're starting off slow.
I think anything is possible if people are willing to work on it together, right, and have that mutual understanding and communication. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about.
Right.
You know.
Well, what's funny is this person says that they're looking for something serious. I told him that, you know, yeah, I would love something serious.
Yeah.
But right now I don't know. Like, we really have to have that discussion.
Right.
He's got kids. I got a kid.
You got cats.
He's got a cat.
And you're allergic.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I was telling Cheryl, it's funny because when we started talking, I just started asking him a series of questions, and the questions were Android or iPhone, Coke or Pepsi, you know, cats or dogs. And it's kind of like, okay, Queens, Android, cat. Usually I'd be like, thanks, but no thanks.
Right. But you're giving it a chance.
Yes, but I'm giving it because I really like him.
Yeah.
You know, we do vibe very, very well. And he's extremely thoughtful and respectful. And that's a huge attraction to me, is how thoughtful and respectful he is.
Man, and then, you know,
especially especially outside. I don't care. Well, even in the bedroom, yes, I care. I care. What am I talking about? But yeah. So I, you know, we'll see where it goes. But right now I'm actually feeling like I'm going to end up on the same route as you, because like I said, you'll end up in a spot first and then I follow
which is so freaking weird.
Or the other way around.
Like, yeah, we go through the same type of emotions, just like months or sometimes, you know, whatever apart. It's just so weird how that works, you know, because one minute I was on a high, mm-hmm, you know, with this guy and I was just like, oh my God, on cloud nine.
Right.
And then here I am like on...
Shit fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does. You know, because I put my, you know, there's always a reason for everything, you know? And if you're going to say you're going to work it out with me, you want things to work, then show me that you want it to work. Mm-hmm. You know, like, as I said, like, everything stems from our past. Like, you know, and, you know, now he knows about everything.
Right.
You know, I kind of, like, expressed it all. And I'm willing to, you know, for me, I give a person my all. I'm like, mi casa su casa, what is mine is yours type situation. You know, and I don't know. It does suck.
Right.
It sucks when you really like somebody and here Tom, Dick and Harry is fucking like, hey, babe, can I take you out? And you're like, are you talking to me right now? Because my focus is on this dude.
Right.
Who's not even fucking giving me the time of day. It's like, how the fuck does that work?
Yeah.
How the fuck does that work? We're freaking getting hit on left and right, but the one dude that we're freaking like head over heels for and into is not giving us the same attention as the ones that are surrounding us trying to get our attention.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just so weird how that works.
And
I feel like it's that song, TLC. What's the song?
Which one?
I Got So Much Love in Me.
Oh, I don't know.
Chili, as long... I could have any man I want to. Baby, that's baby actual and that's factual. But still, I choose you.
Yes.
To be with me.
Yes. Baby, you know? Baby, baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those words are freaking true. Mm-hmm. So if a woman is here putting in their all, best believe there's other men that are there, but they're, you know, if they're showing you that attention, take it. I don't even know.
Take it with a grain of salt.
No.
No, no. I know. No. I'm joking. You should really, you know, if you, it's so weird. It's like you're attracted to me. You're interested in me. We click, we vibe. Why wouldn't you want to keep that person there?
Exactly.
You're doing everything to push them away. I don't. And it's like, are you scared of something? If so, like.
He is.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, vocalize that. We're in it together. I got your back. You got my back.
Exactly.
That's it.
You know, because, you know, a lot of times, a lot of women and men, mm-hmm, they won't say anything.
Yeah.
They will just be like, okay, I'm feeling this way. And they won't even vocalize or speak. They'll just say, you know what? That's
deuces.
It. Deuces. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
Here I am. And I know you do the same thing. We're sitting here vocalizing because we care and we want things to work out. So this is why I'm expressing to you what I need and what I want.
Yeah. I don't just want sex.
Yeah. And, you know, and if you can internalize that and actually try your best to work with me, then things can work out. Mm-hmm. the reason relationships end is because nobody talks.
Right.
Nobody communicates. Everybody is like, fuck this. You know, he's not doing what I want. Like, people are mind readers, you know, or, you know, fuck this. She's not doing this. So I'm going to fucking do this with somebody else.
Right.
You know, when it doesn't have to be that way.
Doesn't.
You know, so it's just,
you know, like when it comes to my ex, like I still want us to work on things and be friends because right. we had a really good friendship for a very long time. And then maybe that friendship could evolve into something more right. again. He's not even thinking that way, you know, of the possibilities. Anything is possible, you know,
right.
but I'm okay with not being friends too. Like I'm A-okay not being friends.
Right. And it's crazy that you got to this place because yeah. I know how you were
yeah.
during this moment when this first started.
Yeah.
And you were like
a mess. I was down in the dumps yes. like you were
yeah.
2 weeks ago. 2 weeks prior, I was like,
yeah.
fuck life, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so much so that I was like, I'm going back into therapy, you know?
Yeah.
And it was all because like he didn't want to be friends.
Right.
And it hurt. It hurts because we are really good together. We're phenomenal together as business partners. And, you know, just having that vibe,
mm-hmm.
you know, but to just dead it because you want something more, but you're not even doing the things that I need. And I'm telling you that I need to get that more.
Exactly. Because it's a two-way street.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm not doing things, it's because you're not making me feel secure.
Right.
If I'm not doing things, it's because I feel like you're not supporting me.
Right.
And the shit that happened August 3rd where I almost fucking died and you leave my ass in the ER, that's a big red flag to me and sucked on all levels. Because right. not only did it affect me emotionally, mentally, and physically, it affected my family.
Right.
It affected my son. And you, by you showing that and doing those actions,
mm-hmm.
it definitely shed a big light to me that
right.
you are not... I'm not the one for you.
Right.
I even told him that. I said, you know, you keep saying you want us to be together, that you're so in love with me, but yet you're not doing anything to keep me there.
Right.
You're not just the biggest thing that can happen. And I'm telling you, I need you. Please don't leave me. And you left me.
Yeah. That's part that sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
We don't know what could have happened to me.
Right.
In the ER.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just like, okay, yeah, you got me to the ER. And even you trying to get me to the ER, you were hesitant. It wasn't like, oh, you need to go to the ER? I'm coming. I'm right. going to be there. It was, oh, do you really need me to take you? Oh, let me see. Let me think about it. There's no time. I'm fucking bleeding out in my goddamn living room.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I deserve better. I want better. I deserve better.
We all want better and deserve yeah. better.
And
because we know that we're good women.
Right.
You know,
and, you know, so if you're going to say that you love this person and this person is the one and you want to work on things or they're so phenomenal or they're so great, listen, like literally listen and hear them out and listen and do the things.
Right.
You know, when these opportunities present itself, like I said, put yourself in their place and look at the information and the actions that you're putting out. How may they might perceive that?
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard.
It's right. difficult,
you know. So like I feel like I'm bothering this dude already with the ton of questions I'm asking him. I feel like I'm bothering him because I keep asking questions in a little bit more detail because he's not very great at communicating.
Yeah, I feel the same way, so I get it.
And he's phenomenal. I think he's awesome. I would love to see where it goes and us be act like serious, like it's not just sex,
right?
You know. So, you know, I hope that he's in the same space with me, but for right now, I feel like I'm alone in that space and I don't really like feeling like that. So
same here.
Yeah. And I don't even know how we can make this work.
If you're feeling like this already.
If I'm feeling like this now, it's only been a week.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's a sucky feeling cause nobody yeah. wants to feel like that.
Yeah. I just need a little bit more and better communication. That's what I need right now.
Right.
You know, and your needs and wants are going to change throughout the relationship.
Right. And that has to be expressed.
Right. And that's why I said, like, you know, relationship, yeah, it's growing together. You don't meet somebody and fall in love.
Right. It takes work.
You meet somebody and you guys grow in love.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And people tend to not really realize that.
Mm-hmm.
And I could definitely grow to being in love with this person just by their normal basic traits. I know I could.
Right.
But for right now, I definitely need clearer and better communication. But I don't even know if he sees me as a potential serious person, or is it just a lust thing?
Right.
You know,
I think time will tell with that.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully. Yeah. I'm hoping and wishing for the best for both of us.
Because we both don't want to waste our time, because we wasted enough time as it is.
Yeah. Just like I said, I've already married the wrong person. I've wasted my time with enough wrong people. I want to spend my time with the right person, with the 100%. Right, with the right vibe. Yeah.
Travel, see the world.
Yes.
Do everything on my bucket list.
Yes.
Whatever that
is. Pet an owl. I want to pet an owl.
I know that's what you want to do.
I want to travel the world and pet an owl. I see simple requests.
Yeah. I think what we are looking for and asking for in a relationship is simple, and what a lot of women and men want as well. You just want somebody that's going to appreciate you, express that interest and care and love, and you know,
right?
It's just at the end of the day, we're just looking for that right person. And sometimes it's, you know, we at that moment we think that person's in front of us, but you know, unfortunately not in reality. But I hope for the best. I'm looking for my life partner.
I'm right here.
I know we say that.
we're gonna telling be like you the, that I'm right
we're
here.
Gonna be like the Golden Girls.
Yeah,
if you people out there still remember that show.
Oh, they're everywhere. They're bigger now than they ever were. Are you kidding me? The golden girls. Yeah. But so this has been informative.
As I should say, I'm getting tongue-tied again. But this is our life update of the lady and the harlot, of Miss Dagna and Cheryl here. So for the next news of the day, please check back with us.
So that was the update on the love life of Lady and the Harlot.
Yes. It's an up and down roller coaster ride, and I'm tired of the roller coasters. I need to get off.
Yes, before I throw up again.
I know, right? We're out there searching for love and hoping that we find it.
I think we will.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap this up. Thank you so much for listening to us vent.
Yes, especially me.
36 minutes of venting. We're going to head out. If you guys want to reach out to us, please reach out to us at ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can go
to our website.
When you go to our website, like, everything is there.
From our merch link to everything that you need to know, you know, and there's links to Apple, iTunes, whatever you want to, if you want to like listen to.
Are we on Pandora?
Yeah, we're on Pandora. Oh, we're on Pandora. But you know what was going to happen next for 2023?
No, what?
Sirius XM Radio.
What? Say word.
Yes.
That's awesome. I can't wait for that to happen.
Yeah, same here.
So we're going to wrap this up. With that, I am Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we'll catch you next time on Lady and the Harlot podcast. Peace.
Bye.
All the good girls go to